Bank of Cardiff's Jeremiah, how can I help you?
Hey Jeremiah, it's Jeff Hanson. How are you?
Good, how are you?
Hey, I just got back to my office and I had my cell phone was in trouble all day today, so I didn't know I was out of the area. I didn't know if to try to call or if we got any luck on anything.
Yeah, I haven't heard anything. You know, hold on, let me pull up your file real quick here. Just make sure. How's your day been?
Crazy. Everybody wants shit done for this stupid holiday weekend.
Yeah, I know.
It's past summer, you know?
Yeah, I understand. All right, here, let's see. I guess I still don't have anything. What was the name of the business again? It was Hanson.
Landscaping by Hanson.
Landscaping by Hanson. Okay, that's right. Okay, yeah, no, it's still in the submitted stage. So we are waiting to hear an answer. We should hear something tomorrow.
Taking so long, is that bad or?
No, not at all. It's the end of the month. So today has been insane around here because everyone's trying to get things funded. So that's why it's the last 2 days of the month are the craziest times to try to get an approval for somebody.
Better to do it at the end of the month or the end of the month.
The approvals whenever. It's just the amount of manpower that we have that are taking care of all these deals. There's just a lot of businesses this month that needed money, basically. So, but it's not a bad thing. We have underwriting looking at your file right now. They will have an answer for you tomorrow.
Okay. What time are you working? Where are you, California? Or?
Yeah, I'm here till about 3 o'clock.
Your time or my time?
I am here my time, so 6 o'clock Eastern Standard.
So you want to take and you give me a call tomorrow and let me know?
Yeah, absolutely, I can do that.
One way or the other, even if it's bad news, just let me know.
Yeah, definitely. Let me see here. You know what? Can you get me... How much do you owe officially on your remaining balance of the merchant cash advance that you have out right now?
Swift, I owe them. I don't know the exact, but it's like it's got to be $6,000 at the most, I think.
Okay.
And I want to pay them off. I want you guys to be first. I want to pay them off.
Okay. And then now there is a couple things in here that they wrote. I just saw in your file here. They want to know, can you explain the following deposits? On May 11th, there was a $2,000 deposit. Do you recall what that was from?
The $2,000 one?
Yeah, it was a $2,000 deposit.
Well, with all the deposits I make, why are they picking that one? Okay,
I don't know. Let me see if I can pull up your bank statement. That's weird. I don't know. Why do they want... Deposit slips dated.
Got some big ones, but that's a little one.
Yeah, for May 11th is weird, and then June 23rd, there's one for $36,500. Do you recall that one?
Yeah, yep.
What is that?
That's the first payment to the big job I've been doing.
Okay, first payment to the big job.
That's why I need this money. I'm doing these jobs, and now I'm 60 days before I can get another big one. You know?
Yeah, I understand. Okay. So there's that is explained. So 6K. Okay, let me.
And I'm building a house too, which is, you know, which is sold. So none of that has to do with anything. But that 36K was for the first job I did, for the first payment that I did for that big job. So there'll be another one coming in. I think the, I'm hoping it's the 5th of this month, so.
Okay. It says to confirm your DBA. They have that, the following sources, Hansen Landscape and Sprinklers, Sprinklers. Is that your old DBA?
That's not me.
Okay, it's not you. And then Hansen Lawn and Landscaping, that's not you as well?
No, I used to go by HLNL Landscape a long time ago.
Okay, but none of these are you.
Mine's just the landscaping by Hansen. That's my LLC.
Okay.
And I've had the LLC for 3 years now.
Uh-huh.
I was a DBA. Everything's the same other than the name changed, you know, and the HLNL was my DBA name forever.
H and L is your DBL name. What is it? H and L?
H and E. Basically, it stood for Hansen Lawn and Landscaping.
Okay. Okay. And I think that's it. I think that's all they.
And the reason there's a Hansen Landscaping and Sprinklers that's not me, that had a lot of bad stuff, and that's why I couldn't do that name for my LLC.
Oh, yeah, the Hansen.
Hansen, but. There's a bad one out there. Don't do it.
All right, let me see if I can pull up this. I have no idea why they're asking me about this $2,000 deposit. Doesn't make any sense. Let me pull up May here. And doesn't even tell me which account it is. Great. Is it May 11th? 2016. It's a debit memo for $2,000. They were Glenville, New York. It just says debit memo for $2,000, and it came out of the 3231 account.
It just says debit memo?
It just says debit memo. That's why they're curious about it. Because they're like, what does that mean? Debit memo.
Oh, it was, I don't know. I know what that is. What is that? I questioned that too when I saw it. Where did it go? But it was. I wrote like a counter check. I didn't have any checks. So I wrote a counter check, and then they transferred it over.
Oh, a counter check.
So it's like I got a check from the bank.
Uh-huh.
Cash, and I couldn't use my ATM card because it only does $2,500 a day.
I see. So you cashed a check.
It was one of their checks. You know what I mean? It wasn't one of my checks.
One of their checks. Oh, I see. Okay, cool. Okay, that makes sense. Because they were wondering, they're like, what does a debit memo mean? All right, so you cashed one of their checks for $2,000 because you exceeded your daily limit?
On my ATM card, and I didn't have any of my business checks on me, so.
Got it. Okay.
And that $36,000 again, that's from the first payment of the big job that I'm doing. And that's the funny thing is I get these, that's what's, you know, it's like I'm doing good and I'm getting questioned on why I'm doing good. Swift, you know what I mean? They're like,
yeah.
I told them when I first went for the $10,000, I didn't even want the $10,000 because I told them I got the big job coming up in July and August. No, and I know it's in, and that's when I'm going to start needing money.
Yeah.
And, well, the best thing to do is get $10,000 from us, and then make all your payments on time, then we can reevaluate it around August. Okay. I did what they said, and then they questioned me, well, your accounts went up. I was like, you guys are the ones that know why it went up. You know, so now you're mad at me because my accounts doubled in the last few months. Well, you knew what was going on. I'm busier than hell, and I got the big job that's worth $300,000, you know.
Yeah.
And, you know, so basically what they did is they took $2,500 from me, and, you know, because I've never, you know, that's what I tell you. Go check that Swift. I haven't been late on that once.
Yeah, that's good. No, that's awesome. That's important.
But you guys are first, and I would never do anything with Swift again my whole life, no matter what.
Yeah, no, well, I'm going to try to make this happen for you. So everything is looking good. They also had a question here. You don't have any other business bank accounts, do you?
No, just the two, just the payroll, the operating, and then that's the 327 is my old DBA account that I use. Still has so many payments that come out of it. I still use that one all the time.
Okay, so the 327 is an old account?
Yeah, well, it's just an account that I've had forever. Yeah, the 689.
What's the 3231 account? What is that?
3231, that's my operating account.
Operating. Okay, and then 3244?
That's my payroll account.
Payroll.
But a lot of money goes to those, you know, that's why I...
Exactly. And what about 6893?
That's my old DBA account, but I have all my businesses, and everybody still uses that one all the time. So instead of... It was a pain in the ass to switch it over, so I just keep using it.
Yeah, okay.
I'm slowly dwindling it down. That's why the deposits aren't as big in there.
That makes sense. But just so many of your old customers have that account number. It's just
guess who recommends that? Swift Capital. Yeah. You know, the jerk-offs told me to do that. So I did everything they told me, and then they questioned me why there's more money going.
What a bunch of assholes.
It's a joke. I listened to them. You know, I'm doing everything. I got in such a fight with the underwriter over there that if we were face-to-face, one of us would have knocked each other out. Because I was like, Dick, you told me what to do. You lectured me like I was a little two-year-old. And I came back and did everything you wanted, and now you're telling me I didn't do it. I did it too. Like I'm taking money from my grandmother and putting it in and taking it out. I go, you see where the money's going to, you idiot. You know what I mean? It's not like I put 36 in and wrote 36 back to somebody to make myself look better, you jackass.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't have time to be a conspiracy theorist like that. Fucking idiot.
Right.
I was like, I'm so glad you're on the other side of the country. You know what I mean? It is a stupid. I never heard such a jackass thing in my life.
Yeah, that's unfortunate. Well, that shit is not going to happen with us. I'll tell you that. I'll keep it 100% real with you and what's going on, and this is what I can do for you, and this is what I can't do for you. So I'm not going to try to fluff anything for you. I'm going to try to make this approval happen, though. So I got this info. I'm going to go and actually talk to the underwriter right now and make sure that we have something, try to get something for you tomorrow.
All right, cool. I appreciate it. Thank you.
No problem, Jeff. Thanks for calling me.
All right, have a good night. Thanks.
All right, you as well. Bye.